The federal government has released the longest and most comprehensive study of glaciers in North America, and it shows they're melting at an increasing rate as the climate warms. The study, out this month from the U.S. Geological Survey, focuses on three glaciers, two in Alaska and one in Washington State, that have been studied for nearly 50 years. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the length and consistency of the study is what makes it so unique.
The three glaciers in the report were selected as benchmark glaciers because they're representative of others in their region, and scientists have returned to them season after season for nearly five decades. The plan to study them stretches back to the International Geophysical Year in 1957, says the new report's lead author, Edward Josberger, a research oceanographer at the Washington Water Science Center. Similar to the recent International Polar Year, it was a time for scientists to study the Earth, including the far north.
What happened was there was a group of glaciologists and scientists selected a number of glaciers and said, we need to observe these glaciers, measure them, measure their change in length, size, thickness as the years pass to give us an idea of, you know, how climate is changing in these areas.
The three glaciers in the benchmark program are Golcana in the Alaska Range, Wolverine in the Kenai Mountains, and South Cascade in Washington State. Not only have scientists looked at them with regularity, at least every spring and fall, but Josberger says they developed methodical techniques.
Basically, we go out to the glacier and we'll drill a hole in through the snow or into the ice, or maybe just in the ice itself, depending on if there's snow cover. And we'll place a big, long stake in it, and we'll periodically return and measure the height of the snow or ice surface on that stake.
Josberger says from that, they compute the mass balance, the difference between the amount of snowfall on the glacier and the amount of snow and ice that melts and runs off or is lost as ice chunks or water vapor. They take other measurements, too, for things like temperature distribution and runoff. What the scientists have learned is this. In the beginning, back in the 1960s, Josberger says the glaciers were, on average, slowly declining. But they also grew at times, and Josberger says fluctuations were because of regional circulation in the atmosphere and oceans. But in the mid-1980s, Josberger says the glaciers started shrinking consistently and in a way similar to each other. He says that shows an influence greater than local circulation.
After that, there's something happened, and there's been more uniform warming across the whole area. So there's been a change in what's driving these glaciers, and certainly on a larger scale and certainly indicative of climate change.
Josberger says the three benchmark glaciers are retreating at virtually the same rate. That's significant because two of the glaciers are maritime and the third is alpine, and all three are in different climates. Few other glaciers around the world have been observed for so long, according to another of the study's authors. Shad O'Neill is a glaciologist with USGS in Anchorage. He says not only did all the glaciers start to retreat, but that retreat sped up.
They're all losing mass, but that rate of change increased in about the early 90s. And that's something that's mirrored in reports by the World Glacier Monitoring Service. The timing isn't exact around the world, but you can see this trend of accelerated mass loss in the Alps and in the Andes and in the Himalaya, mirroring what we see in Alaska and Washington.
O'Neill says the team hopes to keep the long-running study going, as long as funding doesn't lag. He says they can do more with advanced technology combined with the old-fashioned measurement techniques.
The way that the research is headed right now is to try and combine the observations that we make in the field with satellite observations so we can get a more certain sense of how valid the changes that we see on these particular glaciers are on a regional scale.
The scientists say remote sensing could lead to more detailed observations, which could help determine exactly how much water is coming down from the melting glaciers. The Alaska glaciers in the study have both lost nearly 15% of their mass, while Washington State's South Cascade Glacier has lost nearly a quarter of its mass and almost half its volume. For a link to the glacier study, visit our website, APRN.org. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.